Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Zeh HaKlal Hoye B'Mikdash. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Rechama, Miriam Basara Dina, and Yitzchak Elio Ben Shoshana Bracha. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Yosef Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Asher Anshel HaKoyin, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah, on the bottom of Daf Chofches Omer Aleph said, Zeh HaKlal Hoye B'Mikdash. The following was a rule that was halacha b'maisa in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol ha-meisach es raglav. A kohen that went to the bathroom, gedoylin, ta'an tefillah. He had to go to the mikvah before he was able to do the avodah. Kol ha-meitel mayim. And if a kohen went to the bathroom, kitanin, ta'an kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he didn't have to go to the mikvah. But at the same time, he had to go to the kiyar and he had to wash his hands and his feet. He had to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav from the kiyar. Zokte gemara. Bishloimo raglayim. I understand why a person that was meitel mayim, a person that went to the bathroom, kitanim, he urinated. So before he does the avodah, he has to wash his hands and his feet. So I understand why he has to wash his feet, mishum netzaitzis, because there's a concern that maybe some of the urine trickled onto his legs. As a result, there's urine on his leg. That's a reason for him to have to wash his legs before he does the avodah. Elio, die in my time of worries, he have to wash his hands. His hands didn't get dirty. Rabbi Abbas said, Zoyes Emeres, you see from this halacha that mitzvah l'shafshef, that there's a mitzvah for a person in the event that any meiraglayim ends up on his guf, he should clean it off with his hand. I mean that there's a mitzvah to clean it off with his hand, so there's a concern that that's what this kohen did, and therefore he can't resume doing the avodah unless he washes his feet, but also washes his hands. This in fact supports something Rabbi Ami said, a person is not allowed to walk outside if he has meiraglayim on his feet. And the reason is, because there's a concern that it's going to look a little bit like this person is a krus shivcha, which means that he's unable to urinate properly. People may then think that he's unable to father children. And people are going to stop being moitzi laz that his children are not really his. And if that's the case, his wife, who's an eshes ish, must have had the children from another man, which means his children are mamzerim. So it's a little bit far-fetched, but at the same time, Rav Ami said, Asur la'odom sheyetze b'nitzoytzoy shal gabi raglav. Why? Because of the chashash mamzerim. So the Gemara says that would certainly seem to support what Rav Abba said, and that is mitzvah l'shafshef. There's a mitzvah for a person to be meshafshef. Why? It's the flip side of the same coin. There's a mitzvah to be meshafshef because it's asur sheyetze b'nitzoytzoy shal gabi raglav. Either way, our Mishnah supports these two ideas that are really one, and that's why the kohen, after he was matol raglayim, even though it was simply mei raglayim, the halach is he had to wash not only his feet, his hand. His feet is pashut because there's a concern that there may be nitzoytzoy of mei raglayim on his feet, but even his hand, because there's a mitzvah l'shafshet, because it's aser la'adam sheyetze b'nitzoytzoy she'al gabei raglav. Zochti gemara me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Amar Rapapa said soya b'mkoyma aser l'kris kriyashma. If a person went to the bathroom gedolim and there's a little bit of tzoya b'mkoyma, meaning in the place where the gedolim comes out from, so the halach is being that he has tzoya on his gulf, he's not allowed to learn kriyashma. Hechidam eden nirus. If it's talking about where the tzoya is in a way where if he wasn't wearing clothing, it would be visible. Pshita, it's pasha. You don't need Rapapa for that. And eden loyd nirus. And if it's not nirus, loynit natar l'mlachi asharis. Then why is Rapapa saying that it's a problem? Because he didn't clean himself properly. It's very hard for a person to clean himself properly. So much so, it would require malachi asharis for a person to get it perfect. And when nit natar l'mlachi asharis, so Gemara says Rapapa came and he said, Allah, if a person has soya b'mkoyma, meaning, the oisay makim from where the tzaya comes out, he can't say kriyashma. So the Gemara said, Manavshach, everyone knows he can't say kriyashma in the presence of tzaya. So if it's nearest, we don't need Rapapa for that. And if it's right nearest, then what do you want from him? So Gemara, you have to say, it's talking about an in-between case. The yoishay v'nearest, if he were to be sitting, it would be visible. However, oy made the ain nearest, but if he's standing, it's not nearest, being that it's in this in-between state. So you would have thought that maybe it's okay. That was Rapapa's Chiddush. It sounds like, from what Rapapa said, that tsoya bim koima is more chamer than if a person has tsoya on another part of his guf. How do we know that? Because we learned tsoya al basari, oishoya yadav beisakis. If a person had tsoya on his guf, or, different case, a person had no tsoya on his body, but his hands were in the ear space of a beisakis. Rav Huna says, muta likris kriyishma. This person's allowed to learn kriyishma. Rav Chizda said, asa likris kriyishma. It's Aser to read Kriyishma. Now, according to Rav Huna, a person can have tsoya on his basar, and it's going to be mutter to say Kriyishma. Not like Rapapa. Rapapa said tsoya bim kaima, aser likris Kriyishma. Rashi incidentally says that the Gemara's kasha is even according to Rav Chizda that says tsoya bim kaima, aser likris Kriyishma. It's still mashma that tsoya bim kaima is more chamer. But the bottom line is freak the Gemara, it would seem that tsoya bim kaima is more chamer than tsoya on another part of his guf. How do you know that? Because Rapapa said tsoya bim kaima also likris kriyishma. And when it comes to tsoya al basare, that was an older machlokes amongst earlier Amirim, Rav Huna and Rav Chizna. And according to Rav Huna, it's even mutter likris kriyishma. So tsoya on a person's basar mutter likris kriyishma. Tsoya bim kaima also likris kriyishma. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Bim kaima nafish zuhama, shalai bim kaima loy nafish zuhama. The tsaya smells worse, Rashi says. It's a little bit more ma'us if it's bim kaima, the place from where it emerges. If it's on another part of his body, not what the area that it naturally emerges from, over there it's not nearly as chomer. And for that reason, as it relates to bim kaima, that's where Papa's Allah is for sure going to be yasser. As it relates to some other part of his guf, there it's machloikas Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Tanu Rabbanan. Again, me'inyan le'inyan ba'os inyan. Halacha b'suda. Halacha, as it relates to the suda, is as follows. If a person's in the middle of eating a meal, and now he leaves the meal to go to the bathroom, kitanim, mei raglayim. So the halacha is, noitel yodai achas v'nichnas. He has to wash one hand, and then come back in, and he can resume the suda. The reason he has to wash his hand is because, like we said, mitzvah l'shafshev, asal adam sheyetzim v'nitzoytzah shagabi raglov. So there's a concern that his hand may have gotten dirty, just like a kohen before he did the avoda, after he went to the bathroom, he had to wash his hand and his feet. So it's in the same vein, that lachas he would have to wash, but only yaday achas. He would only have to wash one hand. Which hand? Zog Rashi, oysa sheshivshev v'nitzoytzah. It's the hand that he used to clean himself after he went to the bathroom. Okay, what would be if Dibrim Chaveroi, person's in the middle eating a meal, he left. And then when he went out, he met his friend, the Hiflig, and he ended up spending a lot of time talking to his friend. Rashi says, Shah achas, or maybe two shahs, meaning it sounds like he was out for a considerable amount of time. So the halach is noitel shtei yadav v'nichnas. He has to wash both of his hands, and only then can he resume the meal. We're talking about someone that's eating bread. You have to wash before you eat bread. This person washed before he ate bread, but he was just mafsik his suda. He went outside for an hour, for 2 hours, so it's considered a hefsek. It's hesek hadas. You want to continue eating, you're going to have to wash your hands again. But zok debraisa chiddush. Ukshu noita, when he washes his hands, l'yitam v'bachotz v'yikonis. You shouldn't wash your hands outside and then walk in. Mipnei chashad. Because if the oilam doesn't see you washing your hands, they may suspect that you didn't wash your hands. And as a result, there's an inyan of v'yis and nikim, you should look good in people's eyes. Ela nichnes v'yoshev v'mkaimai. You should first come back to the meal before you wash your hands. V'noitel shteyadav, wash your hands in the presence of the oilam. It's like this, they're going to see you wash your hands. Gets even more dramatic. Umachzer hatofiach ala orchin. And then you should take the shisel and you should ask the oilam beer, tell me, does anybody else need to wash his hands? Meaning, just make a point of everyone knowing that you wash your hands like this, no one's going to be chayshed you. Amar Chizda. Shnav Chizda qualified this last halacha of the Braisa. The halacha that says that if a person goes out in the middle of a meal, he spends a considerable amount of time, you have to wash your hands, but do it in a way where everyone's going to know you wash your hands, because otherwise they're going to be chayshed you. Shnav Chizda loyamar ala lishlas. That's only talking about if when you came back into the meal, you were drinking. So Rashi quotes the minig that comes up in Parakeitza Mevarchim, and that is that after the meal, the oilam used to drink wine. There was the yayin that came lifnei asuda, there was the yayin betoich asuda, the yayin la'achar asuda. That was the minig. So this halacha that says that you have to wash your hands in the presence of the oilam, that's only if the meal's already over, and they're up to the yayin de la'achar asuda. Then there's a concern that you may end up eating bread, because even though we're holding already yayin lachar asuda, but you may eat a little bit of a bread. If the oilam is not going to see you wash your hands, they're going to think that you're eating without washing your hands, that's a bad thing. Do it in front of everybody. But let's say you walk back into the meal and they're holding in the middle of eating. Then you can wash your hands outside and walk back in. Because everybody knows, it goes without saying that people don't just want to eat bread without washing their hands. Meaning, even though we wash our hands because it's a mitzvah, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. It's based, of course, on a lot of different ideas, benigla, benister, and yoni kedusha v'tahira. But at the same time, the minhag was that most civil people would wash their hands before they ate. So this idea that someone's going to be choshed you, that you're eating without washing your hands, is really not a chashash if you're holding in the middle of the meal. It's dafk if the meal is over. So really, you're holding by drinking wine. To take a little piece of bread, that's maybe not such a so rochuk that somebody would do it without washing his hands. That's where there's an issue of chshad, and it's only there with Allah is that when you wash your hands, you have to make sure you do it in front of the Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak commented and concludes the sugya. He said, "Vano afilu lishtois nami meida yadi tanina datoy." He says, "Me, if I would walk out in the middle of a meal, even if we're holding by the yain the lacha asuda, I wouldn't have to wash my hands in front of the oilam because everyone knows I'm an istanis. Everyone knows I'm a shtickle, I'm a funik when it comes to these things. And I would not even partake in yayin, the lachar asuda, without washing my hands. So for somebody like me, this is not going to be an issue. Either way, the Gemara just digressed a little bit, but just the whole cheshbon of the first part of the daf, the Mishnah said that there was a rule in the Beis HaMikdash that if a kohen's doing the avoid and he has to go to the bathroom. So if he went gedoylem, he needed to go into a mikveh before he was able to do the avoid. If he was simply went ketanim, so they didn't have to go to the mikvah, but he had to be mekadesh yadav v'raglav. And the Gemara is the kasha, raglav, I understand, there's a concern, maybe there's nitzoytzoys on his guf. But yadav, why does he have to wash his hand? So the Gemara said, zoysoy meres, mitzvah l'shavshet, and misayele l'ravami, who said, asul adam sheyetzim v'nitzoytzoys al gabi raglav. So it's very, very yitochin that this kohen would have to use at least one of his hands to clean himself off, and it's for that reason that loch is, it's not enough that he's mekadesh raglav, he has to be mekadesh yadav as well. Once we mention this halacha, so the Gemara mentioned other halachas as well regarding tsoya, which bimkoima is more chomer than tsoya al basari in Hilchis Kriyishma. Additionally, halacha is related to a suda. If a person's in the middle of eating a meal, he leaves to go to the bathroom or he leaves to chapashmuz. So now when he comes back in, there's a shulchan aruch in terms of how it works as far as him washing his hand again. So the next Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the avodah of the Yom HaKadosh. It requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we're going to see now, for the first of several times, the Gemara mentioned it fleetingly, but this is going to become part and parcel of the sugyas moving forward. And that is, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went to the mikveh 5 times. Now, not let it bathe on Yom Kippur, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went to the mikveh no less than 5 times. Additionally, he was Mekadesh Yadav V'raglav from the kier, 10 times. As relates to the 5 times that he went to the mikveh, there was a difference between the first time that he went and the latter 4 times. The first time the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh that he went to wasn't in the Azara. It was b'makom chol. The latter 4 times that he went to the mikveh was b'makom kadosh. In the beginning of Parashas Achrimos, the first time it mentions that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh, it says, v'rochat b'mayim es b'saroi, Ulevesha. Later, several psukim, it says Virachat es Bisaray Bamayim Bimokim Kodosh. The love Hashem begadim. Chazal learned from here that there was one tefillah that happened Stam Virachat Bamayim Bimokim Chayil, and there were 4 tefillahs that happened Bimokim Kodosh. So the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit about these tefillahs. Zok the Mishnah Ein Adam Nichnas La Azara La Avoda Filu Tor Ad Sheyid Bar. A person was not allowed to enter the Azara to do the Avoda, even if he was taught, unless he went to the mikvah. So if a person wanted to enter the Azara, seems intuitive, he would first have to go to the mikvah. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Adam Nichnas La Azara La Avoda. Rashi and Tosfos both say Lav Dafka. First Rashi on the Mishnah La Avoda Lav Dafka. The Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara at Sheyitpoil is true, even if he's not going to Avoda. Teis Yishonim argues, and the Teis Yishonim says that Avoda is Dafka. But either way, we'll go with Rashi and Tosfos that say that there was a halach of a person was going to enter the Azara, even if he's not entering La Avoda. Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara Le Avoda, Afilu Tar at Sheyitpoil. Zok Temesh Chomish Tfilois, Vasari Kedushin Tevil Kohen Gadol, Mekadesh Bebeyoim. There were 5 tfilois and Asari Kedushin that the Kohen Gadol had to be Tevil on Yom Kippur. Vakulam Bakodesh, Al Besapar. But all of them were done. Bekaidish, we're Bekaidish on the roof of Beis HaParva. So Beis HaParva was one of the chambers, it was one of the lishkos in the Azara. On the roof, there was a mikvah, and on that roof, that's where they were done, chutz mizu, with the exception of this one, meaning the first one. We're parsu sadin shalbut, beinoy lebeinam, and when it came time for the Kohen Gadol to go to the mikvah, they would spread out a sadin made of butz, made of linen. So like this, there would be tzinius. The Gemara is going to talk about what exactly this means. So again, the Mishnah said, "Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida, afilu tahar ad sheyitbal." A person's not allowed to enter the azara, Rashi and Tosfos, even not la'avoida, unless he went to the mikvah. Zok the Gemara, shalus ben zayma. So the Talmidim asked ben zayma, "Tefila zulama. What's the pshat in this tefila?" Ein adam nichnas la'azara afilu tahar ad sheyitbal. What's the pshat? Amalem, so he told him. The pshat's as follows. Umaha mishana mikoydish l'koydish. Madoch, the Kohen Gadol, who went to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur. Now, when did the Kohen Gadol go to the mikvah 5 times? We forgot to mention that in the mini introduction. It was every time he changed his clothing, or b'milam acherim, every time the location of the avodah changed. So, throughout the year, Ruba de Ruba of the Avodah took place in the Azara. But on Yom Kippur, there was Avodah that happened in the Heichal, and that happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In fact, the special Avodahs of Yom Kippur, for the most part, happened in the Heichal, and happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So really, every time the Kohen Gadol would go from doing the Avodah's Pnim, either in the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Avodah's Chutz, which are the Avodahs he did in the Azara, he would have to change his clothing. So there were 5 times, and corresponding to that, there were 5 tefillahs. So they asked Ben Zayma, why is it that if a Yid walks into the Azara, he has to go to the mikvah first? So he told him, I know it from a Kal V'chaymer. He said, Madach the Kohen Gadol, who, when he changed places, Hagam, the places he was changing, was Kodesh L'Kodesh. He was going from the Heichal to the Azara. He's going from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Azara. And these are 2 places that are Kodesh, because the Azara is Kodesh and the Heichal Kodesh HaKadoshim is Kodesh. Not just that. If a Tomei enters the Azara, he's Chayiv Kars. If a Tomei enters the Heichal Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's Chayiv. Still, he had to go to the Mikvah. Meshana Michoy L'Kodesh. If a person goes from outside the Azara, which is Chol, to the Azara, which is Kodesh. If a person goes from the Harabais, again, a place where someone that's Tomei is not chayiv karas for being to the Azara where a person that's tummy is chayiv karas. And he didn't shatan tefillah. Sincerely, he wouldn't need tefillah. So Menzoyim said, you know what the makara is? The makara is kal v'chaymer from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol had 5 tefillahs. Why? Because he was mishana mimakam l'makam. So you see, when you're mishana mimakam l'makam, you need a tefillah. And madach mimakam kodesh l'makam kodesh, mimakam shechayavim karas l'makam shechayavim karas, you need a tefillah. Certainly, if you go michoy l'kodesh, mimakam shein chayavim karas l'makam shechayavim karas, you would need a tefillah. Yehuda Imre, Rabbi said a different risrach tefillah. Really, this tefillah is not a real din tefillah. All it is a din de rabbana. Rashi, ain't kan chayvim in atayra. No real obligation. Rather, the reason there's a tefillah is because Chazal was so worried that someone that's tummy is going to enter the Makom HaMikdash, is going to enter the Azara. So they said, if you go to the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah first. If you go to the mikvah, like this, you're going to remember your tummy, and in the event your tummy, you're not going to go in. Now, you're going to ask, what do you mean? If I'm going to the mikvah, so even if I remember I'm tummy, I don't have to be Pirish. The Teres is because someone that's tummy, even after he goes to the mikvah, he's not Tahar until Harif Shemesh. So of course he's not really Tariya. So we tell the person, go to the mikvah. You know what happens when the person goes to the mikvah? Oh, that's right, I forgot, I'm Tomei, I touched the sheretz, whatever. It's like, this is going to remind him, and he's going to be okay. Zok the Gemara, what's the machlokes? Meaning, what's the machlokes? We have 2 pshatim. Why ein adam nichnas la'azor la'avoid afilu tar ad sheyitbal? According to Ben Zoyim, it's kal v'chomer from the Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a srach tefillah. Zok the Gemara, nafkimin is bachuli avoid kamifliki. What would be if a person does enter the Azara without going to the mikvah and he did the avoida? Would the avoida be a kosher avoida? Would it not be? The Ben Zoyma meichel avoida. According to Ben Zoyma, it's not going to be a good avoida. The Rabbi Yehuda loy meichel avoida. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the avoida is going to be good. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, according to Ben Zoyma, it's a din d'oraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only din d'rabbanan. Ben Zoyma learned it kal v'chomer from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's 5 tefillahs are din d'oraisa. Kal v'chomer is one of Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Ben. It's a din d'oraisa. So if we know this halacha, kal v'chomer from the Kohen Gadol, it's a d'oraisa. The makar is a d'oraisa. Kal v'chomer is a medium of d'oraisa. So l'chura, the din's a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda said clearly, it's srach tumma. It's for sure only a din d'rabbanan. So the nafkamina is, but the Evet, if there's a deraisa issue, it would be Michal Davoida. If it's only the Rabbanan issue, it won't be Michal Davoida. But the Gemara says, well, Ben Zayma, could you say that Ben Zayma holds that the Evet, a person that did the avoid without going to the mikveh, the avoid is going to be a problem? No, it's not true. Because for tiny, we learned in the Brisa, kan gadol shaloi toval, kan gadol, that did the avoid without going to the mikveh, for like kidesh, or he wasn't mekadesh yodah, bein beged the beged, bein avoid the avoid, in between begadim and in between avoidas, avidosik sheir, but he ever the avoidas kosh, echa kan gadol, echa kain hedyish, like kidesh yodah, ragl of shachris, if a kan gadol or a kain hedyid didn't go to the kiyar, not the mikveh, he wasn't mekadesh yodah, ragl of in the morning before he did his initial avoid, the oven, and he did the avoid. Avodas mipsula, his avod is going to be possible. But we need is the ratio of the brisa. Kain gadol shaloi taval, v'loi kidesh bein beged lebeged bein avod leavod. Avodas ksheir. So it's a mefurish brisa that even though the kain gadol has a din day raisa to go to the mikvah between begadim and mimakim lemakim, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's mefurish in the brisa that it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. So if it's not ma'akev b'di'evet, how could you tell me that if a person would enter the Azara without going to the mikvah and then do the Avoida, it would be Mechal the Avoida. Dayoy lova min adin li is kenadin. If the whole Mekar, then ain't Adam Nichas Azara la Avoida, actually it was learned Kal v'chaymer from the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol gufa, even though it's a din day raisa that he has to go to the mikvah, but it's not Mechal the Avoida. So if it's not Mechal the Avoida for the Kohen Gadol, it can't be Mechal the Avoida for a regular kohen headed a person entering the Azara. So the Gemara says that can't be the nafkamina between Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning it's emes. Ben Zayma seems to say it's a din day raisa. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say it's only a din day rabbana. But the nafkamina can't be b'di'evet if it messes up the avoida. Because even the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, when he goes me beged le beged me makom le makom, it's not mechal the avoida. Elo, the Gemara says the nafkamina would be le mekim ba'asei kom yefugi. Whether you violated the asei le Ben Zayma that it's a din day raisa kohen ba'asei le Rabbi Yehuda like kohen ba'asei. So what's that say? According to Ben Zayma, the assay is the Kohen Gadol's assay. The first tefillah of the Kohen Gadol was Verachatz b'mayim es besari levesham. The point is that we learn from the Kohen Gadol that he has the toivol. So too, anyone that's entering the Azara has to be toivol. The Kohen Gadol's obligation to toivol, we said, is a deraisa. The deraisa is an assay. It's not a lois assay. It's an assay. Through Kal v'chaymer, the Kohen Hedyit, any person entering the Azara is going to have the same exact assay. And if he's going to have the same exact assay, that's the nafkamina. According to Ben Zayma, it's Kal v'chaymer from the Kohen Gadol. So the Kal v'chaymer drags the assay along with it. So just like Kohen Gadol has an assay, any person entering the Azara is going to have the Zelba assay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Dindu Rabbana, Mishum Srach Tumo. So it's only a Dindu Rabbana, you're not going to violate an assay. Achronim speak out. We know that Loch is Ein Oinshin Min Adin. The Ein Mazirin Menadin, which means even though Kal v'chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Hatorah and Nidreshes band, but it has certain limitations. So for example, you can't give a person a punishment if the whole source to punish him is from a Kal v'chaymer. Additionally, Ein Mazirin Menadin, you can't be Mechadish and Azara, an Isser, based on a Kal v'chaymer. Poshet, Dachrenim Taina, if Ein Mazirin Menadin, you can't be Mechadish and Isser from a Kal v'chaymer, you would think an Isser Asay is the same thing. Maybe it can't be Mechadish and Asay either. This Gemara is a Mefurish Araya that the Gemara holds, that to the extent there's a Kal v'chaymer to learn Ein Adam Nichnas La'azara at Sheyidpoel based on a Kal v'chaymer, if you person wouldn't do it, he would be Mevatel. What's the Asay? The Asay is Kohen Gadol. What do you mean? This is only a Kal v'chaymer. How could a Kal v'chaymer teach me an Asay? I thought Ein Mazir Min Adin. The Torah says, Ein Mazir Min Adin is only true for Azarais, which means Isurim, Lavin, as opposed to this, which is an Asay, being that it's an Asay, it's going to be different. Either way, so we have a machloikis between Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the first line of the Mishnah. Ein Adam Nichlas Azar La'avoida Afilu Tor, Ad Sheyitpa, according to Ben Zayma, it's a Dindai Raisa, Kal v'chaymer from the Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just a good way to remind the person that he's tummy. Again, we're not discussing Yom Kippur right now. This is a general rule. This is included in the Zeh Klal Hoya B'Mikdash, that there was a rule in the Beis HaMikdash, a person was not allowed to enter the Azara until he had Tefillah. According to Ben Zayma, Deiraisa, we learn it from Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just a regular chashash. We don't want Tmeim walking in. Tell him to go to the Mikdash. He'll remember in the event that he's tummy. So the Gemara from here, until the end of the daf, is going to discuss Shitas Rabbi Yehuda a little bit. The Gemara is going to bring two brises, machloikis in between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Zok to Gemara, miyislei the Rabbi Yehuda haisvara. Isn't true that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the halacha of the Mishnah. He holds that ein adam nichnas lazar lavoida. Ach filutar ach yidbo. Now, Rabbi Yehuda has the credentials to argue with the halacha of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana Upal. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to agree with the Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is probably Rameir, who's Rabbi Yehuda's Baal Plukta in Shas anyways. No surprise if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with something Rabbi Meir said. So Rabbi Yehuda has every right in the world to disagree with the halacha of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is tiny that it's chiddush to me that Rabbi Yehuda was explaining the halacha of the Mishnah. Because I don't think Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this halacha of the Mishnah. Umi islay Rabbi Yehuda isvara. Does he hold it as svara? Meaning, Zok Rashi, does he even hold of the halacha of the Mishnah? Vatanya, we learned in a braisa, this is a tesefta mesechtes negoim. Mitzayra toivo v'oimed. So the context over there is the Mitzayra. So the Taira of the Mitzayra is rather complex. But what we need for this sugya is that after the Mitzayra was cleared by the Kayin, he went through a Taira, waited 7 days. On the seventh day, he did more Taira. He shaved his head, he had to wash his clothing, and he went to the mikvah. On the eighth day, he would bring karbanos. He would be toivel again, and he would take his fingers, his hands, be of the mikvah, the Gemara calls it, he would stick them into the ear space of the Azara. The Kohen would do zrikos onto the hands of the Mitzayra, and then it became tov. But he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he went to the mikvah again on the eighth day. That's what we need right now. So, Dr. Braisa, Mitzayra, after he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, would be toivel again on the eighth day, and he would stand in Shaniknar. It's like this, he could finish off his tirah. You just said, ain't it Sarach Tvila? He doesn't have to be toivel on the eighth day. Because he toiveled already on the seventh day. Meaning, being that he toiveled on the seventh day, so why does he have to toivel again on the eighth day? Freak the Gemara, Kasha. So, what's the Kasha? Misle, Rabbi Yehuda Isfar. Rabbi Yehuda clearly doesn't hold of the halacha of Ein Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoida Afilu Tara Sheyidvo. Because if he holds of this halacha, what's Rabbi Yehuda saying that the Mitzayra doesn't have to go into the mikvah again on the eighth day, he already went on the seventh day? What do you mean? What happened to the rule? You can't enter the Azara Ad Sheyidvo. And the Mitzayra is about to stick his hands into the Azara, be a b'miktsas, shma b'ya, so he's entering the Azara. So of course he should have to go to the mikvah. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda is being mefarish our Mishnah, ain't Adam Nichnas Lazar Ad Sheyidvo. I, Rabbi Yehuda himself, said that the Mitzayra, after he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, on the eighth day, doesn't have to go again. What do you mean? He shouldn't have to go to the mikvah again on the eighth day. Because ain't Adam Nichnas Lazar. Now, Sok the Gemara, I don't even understand the Kasha. Now, who could the Tani Taima? Read Rabbi Yehuda, read explain the Shita. Rabbi Yehuda never said that, don't worry about going to the mikvah before you enter the Azara. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds, of course you would have to. He explained it himself. He said, because yesterday he went to the mikvah. This Mitzayra went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Now the eighth day is Ogin the Chachamim. You have to go to the mikvah again. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't see what the point is. And Rabbi Yehuda explained himself. He said, Shekvar Tovah Mi Ba'erev. So the Gemara says, other rabbi. If anything, it's Mashra, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the halacha of the Mishnah. He's just saying that the reason the Mitzayra doesn't have to worry about going to the mikvah before he goes to the Shar Niknar is because he did it already. Yes, the Gemara is so bothered with what the question was. The Gemara says, Karila Makarila. What was the Havamina? Like, what were we even thinking when we thought to ask a Kasha? So the Gemara says, you're right. This is not really the Kasha the Gemara meant to ask, but rather, Mishum de Kabayla Mirmi Achriti Oleh. The reason we even mentioned this braisa is not to ask the kasha from the braisa on the Mishnah. We know that's not a kasha. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds really you have to go to the mikvah before you enter the Azara. The reason he holds the Mitzayra doesn't have to do it on the eighth day is because he did it already on the seventh day. So he went yesterday. If he went yesterday, we know he's fine, right? Just to bring out the point a little better, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that why does a person have to go to the mikvah before he enters the Azara? Because he may say, oops, I forgot I was tamei. He went to the mikvah yesterday, so he's fine. We don't have to worry about him. So, Rabbi Yehuda, it's pasha why he holds that he wouldn't have to do it. So why did Gemara even mention this? Because we wanted to ask a different kasha. What's this other kasha? So it's based on another braisa, Lishkas HaMitzayrah. There was a lishka known as the Lishkas HaMitzayrah. What happened there? Shesham Mitzayrah Toifu. The Mitzayrah used to go to the mikvah over there. On the eighth day, that's what this means. On the eighth day, that's where they would go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo Mitzayram Bavad. Not only would the Mitzayram go to the mikvah there on their eighth day, Elokol Adam, any person that had to enter the Azara, where the halacha of the Mishnah is, Ein Adam Nichnas LaAzara Ad Sheyidvov, they would all be toivel over there. And this was the Gemara's Kasha. We have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. The first Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa, not Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. The first Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa said that Mitzayra does Einoi Tzarech Tefillah on the eighth day, Shekvar Tovah Mi Be'erev. And here Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the Lishkas HaMitzayram, Shesham Mitzayram Toivlam. Rabbi Yehuda added, not only the Mitzayram, Lo Mitzayram Bavad, Ela Kol Adam. But the bottom line is, so did the Mitzayra go to the Mikvah on the eighth day, or did he not go to the Mikvah on the eighth day? Now, an easy way out would have been to say the Lishkas HaMitzayram doesn't mean Tefillah on the eighth day, it means on the seventh day. But the Mefarshim say that we know for sure means the eighth day. And that's the premise of the Gemara's Kasha, that you have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Did the Mitzayra have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day or not? What's the tzad? Yeah, he's entering the Azar. But Rabbi Yehuda already said, Shekfar Nichnas Mi Ba'erev. He already went yesterday. So, L'chur, we have a steer. Zok the Gemara like Kasha, you have to say it's not a stira. Hada tavol, hada loy tavol. Rabbi Huda says ordinarily the mitzayir on the eighth day doesn't have to go to the mikvah because he was tavol on the seventh day. But what happens if he wasn't tavol on the seventh day? If you weren't tavol on the seventh day, then you have to be tavol on the eighth day. Zok tomar idol loy tavol, harav shemesh bay. No, that can't be, because if this person really is tavoling because he wasn't tovel yesterday, that means he's still tamei tumas mitzayra, which means after he finishes going to the mikvah, he has to wait for the sun to set until he's tar. No one that goes to the mikvah becomes tar until Harif Shemesh. So if he really has to wait until the sun sets in order for him to be tar, so how could he do the matlin bahinus right away? How can he stick his hands into the shanikna right away? He's not going to be tar until the sun sets. El Gemara says, you're right, of course not. He can't say Rabbi Yehuda's lishkas mitzayram is referring to we didn't go to the mikvah yesterday. Then he would be tamei even after he went to the mikvah. He wouldn't be able to go to shanikna. They're both talking about where he was tovel. You know what Rabbi Yehuda says? The mitzayra had to be tovel on the eighth day. Lishkas hamitzayron. It's talking about he went to the mikvah yesterday on the seventh day, but he was masiach das, and because he was masiach das, that's why he has to go to the mikvah again. Gemara says that's also dead on arrival. The halach is if someone's masiach das from his tahira process, we're concerned he may have come in contact with a mace, and not only does he have problems, he needs eighth of the paraduma on the third day, on the seventh day. If someone has chadas from his tyro, he needs azar shlishi vishvi. El the Gemara says, ili idilo yasachtait. Both Rabbi Yehuda's, the Rabbi Yehuda that says you have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, the Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, are both talking about when he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. They're also both talking about when he was masiach das. One is talking about when he went to the mikvah, he had kavana, mitzvah srichas kavana. Hareini muchanim zoomin to go to the mikvah, so I should be able to enter the base of mikdash. If the mitzvah did that, then he doesn't need tefillah anymore on the eighth day. That's the first Rabbi Yehuda. The second Rabbi Yehuda says there was a lishkas mitzvah that was negaya even on the eighth day. It's talking about where he went to the mikvah, he was a masiach das, but when he went to the mikvah, he didn't have the right kavana. It's not a good enough tefillah, and that's why we need tefillah again on the eighth day. Another way to get out of this stira is tni loy mitzayram amru elo kol adam. If you change the girsa, that's always an easy way to answer a question. Meaning, what was the stira that Rabbi Yehuda said that the mitzayra that goes to the mikvah on the seventh day doesn't need to go again on the eighth day? And then we had another Rabbi Yehuda, where the Chachamim said, Lishkas ha-mitzayroim, shesham mitzayroim toivlin. Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi mitzayroim bilvad, elokol, meaning not only the mitzayra, everybody else as well. In this Ibai Yisema, we're changing the girsa. Not Loi mitzayroim bilvad, but rather Loi mitzayroim, no. Mitzayra doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Because this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitas, that the mitzayra doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Elokol adam, rather everybody has to go to the mikvah. Ravina Amar, Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda l'divrem d'rabbanon kamalo. Rabbi Yehuda, when he said this halo, in this last brisa, he was talking to the rabban. He said, "Lididi mitzayir chen tzarich tefila." According to me, the mitzayir doesn't need tefila. Lididchu, but according to you, oiduli easy mias deloy mitzaram bilvadam or elokal adam. Meaning, I don't think the mitzayir needs tefila. Why? Because that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita that the mitzayir that went to the mikvah on the seventh day doesn't need to go to the mikvah again on the eighth day. But Rabbi Yehuda's telling the rabbanon in that second brisa is that you who hold the mitzayir needs. I hear, but why would the lishkas ha-mitzayram be limited to the mitzayra? Only the mitzayra? Why the mitzayra? Because he's sticking his hands in? Ein adam nichnas la'azar ha-chiyit. Well, everybody needs to go to the mikvah. So I don't know why you would blame it, dafka, on the mitzayra. L'chayra, this is something that everybody would have to do. Either way, this concludes the Rabbi Yehuda portion of the Gemara's discussion, and that is, the Gemara is talking about this, because we're discussing the halacha of the mission of ein adam nichnas la'azar Lavoida at sheyitpoil, where the halach is a person is not allowed to enter the Azara without first having a tefillah. The Gemara, the Machlik has been Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda, what the reason for this is. Then Zoyma said it's a din deraisa kalvachomer from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's a din derabbanan just to remind the person that he's tummy. L'mayin afkimina, you're mevatel and asay, or you're not mevatel and asay. The Gemara said what initially seemed to be a kasha, but ultimately, after further review, was really a raya. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda l'shintasai, who holds that the only reason a person needs to go to the mikvah before he enters the Azara is just to remind himself in the event that he's tameh, so this will be a srach tumah, it'll be a good way to remind himself. So with chapa nafkamina, the mitzayra on the eighth day, Chamim held the mitzayra on the eighth day, had to go to the mikvah, even though he went to the mikvah already on the seventh day. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda held, no, if he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, there's no reason for him to have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that? It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda is the only reason you have to go to the mikvah before you enter the Azara is to remind yourself in case you're tamei. This person doesn't need a reminder. Because he already went to the mikveh yesterday. We're assuming he's tahor. He wasn't masich das. He's tahor. So if he's tahor, there's no reason for him to have to go to the mikveh again. So we brought in this whole Rabbi Yehuda discussion because we thought we had a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But really, la'achara iyun, after Amid Beis, we have a raya. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the only reason you need to go to the mikveh before you enter the Azara is to remind yourself whether you're tahor, l'shitasa holds that the Mitzayra, who went to the mikveh on the seventh day, so he knows he's tahor. So there's no reason for him to have to go to the mikveh on the eighth day. But the Rabbanan argued, and this is the last gemara. The Rabbanan argued with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan held that the Mitzayra, even though he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, has to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. So what's pshat in the Rabbanan? What's pshat in the Rabbanan? So Pashi could learn that pshat in the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan hold like Ben Zayma. The Rabbanan hold that this halacha, that you're not allowed to enter the Azara at Sheyitbah, is not a din de Rabbanan, but rather it's a din de Raisa. So if it's a din de Raisa, you have no choice. This is something that you have to do. So who kids went to the mikveh yesterday? This is a din de Raisa. Today you're walking into the Azara, so that if it's only to remind you in case you're telling me that I understand. So Pasha, you would say it's because of Ben Zayma. But the Gemara now is going to suggest that maybe a different pshat. For Rabbanah, Mitzayra, Dayesh, Betumah, Kolodim, Le Dayesh, Betumah. Only Abai, the Rabbi Yosef. Sabai told Rabbi Yosef, Neymar Rabbanah, the Pligal Ed, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanah that we just had argued with Rabbi Yehuda. Kim Ben Zayma Sfirulu? Is the pshat they hold like Ben Zayma? That's what we just said, Pasha pshat. Right? It'd be a very nice machloikis, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mitzrayim that went to the mikvah on the seventh. Does he have to go to the mikvah again on the eighth day? So, this is the machloikis. If you hold that it's only to remind yourself if you're Tameh, you don't need to remind, you went to the mikvah yesterday. If it's a din day raisa, then l'chayr, you would have to. So the Gemara says, is that pshat? And if that's the case, so why did we say the halacha regarding the Mitzrayim? Really, every person that goes into the Azara needs to go to the mikvah first. It's true. According to Rabbanan, Emes, it's not unique to the Mitzayra. The Mitzayra is 8th day, and do Mitzayra on the 8th day, everyone. So if I do kind of Mitzayra, the reason we mention Mitzayra, the Rabbi Yehuda, they tell me the Chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he's a Mitzayra, it doesn't matter. He still doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Oh, you don't, maybe no. Maybe the Rabbanan also hold like Rabbi Yehuda of our sugya, that the reason Ein Adam Nichlas Lazara is because of a Srach Tum. It has nothing to do with a Din Day Raisa. Aye, if that's the case, why does the Mitzayru, who went to the mikveh already on the seventh day, have to go to the mikveh again on the eighth day? Mashani Mitzayru, the Dayish Betoma. Maybe a Mitzayru is different, because the Mitzayru has been so Tomei for so long, he's so used to being Tomei. So even though he went to the mikveh on the seventh day, there's a concern that he forgot that he's tar. He may have still been involved in his tumah, and it's for that reason he needs to go to mikveh again on the eighth day. So this is what Abaya asked Rav Yosef, his Rebbe. Amalei Rav Yosef told him, "Shani Mitzayra the Daish Betumah." It has nothing to do with Ben Zayma, but it's because the Mitzayra is Daish Betumah, and therefore the Rabbanan held that even though the Mitzayra went to the mikveh on the seventh day, he would have to go to the mikveh on the eighth day again. So two ha'aras as it relates to the daf. One, Negeya today's daf, and the other one is a continuation of the raid from yesterday's daf, and Bezus Hashem will tie it in a little bit to today's daf. So the Mishnah said, Chomish tfilois v'asore kiddushin toivel koyin gadol u'makadosh b'yabiyim. The koyin gadol on Yom Kippur used to go to the mikveh 5 times. And there was a difference between the way he went to the mikveh the first time versus the way he went to the mikveh the latter 4 times. The first time that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh was in a makom chol. V'rochatz b'mayim es besaroi ulevashim. It doesn't say where the mikveh has to be. V'rochatz b'mayim. It could be anywhere. The latter 4 times, v'rochatz es besaroi b'mayim b'makom kadosh. And we learn from there that it wasn't enough that he goes to the mikveh, but there was a tenai in the tefillah, a tenai in the mikveh, that it had to be dafke b'makom kadosh. Just like Avodah has to be in the Azar, it has to be B'makom Kadosh. The 4 other tefillos of the Kohen Gadol had to be Dafke B'makom Kadosh. V'rochatz es besaroi b'mayim B'makom Kadosh. The Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippur in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, Kol ha'tefillos ha'elu v'akidushon kulam b'mikdash. All the tefillos of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, it all happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And Emma, because the Pasuk says, V'rochatz es besaroi b'mayim b'makom kadosh, the Pasuk that we just mentioned, says the Rambam, Chodz mitfila rishayim, with the exception of the first tefillah, Shehu rashoi litpa lois to b'chayim. That first tefillah was able to happen b'chayim, She'ena elo lohoisiv kavanasa, because the whole purpose of it is to be moisef the kavana of the kohen, shem yiskor tumi yishana shabi yaday yifresh mi mena betfilazu. Like this, in the event that he says, "Oops, I'm tamei," he's gonna know that he's not allowed to do the avoda. In other words, the Rama Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya, that the purpose of the first tefillah ain adam nichnas La'azara ad sheyitpoil is because of a srach tumah, not like ben zayma. It's not a din d'iraisa, nothing to do with a kal v'chomer. All it is a din d'rabbanah. Says the Rambam, it's because of that that the first tefillah is fundamentally different than the other four. In other words, the Rambam is bringing the sugya a little bit together, and he's explaining it with alumnus. The first tefillah was able to be b'makom chol. The latter four had to be b'makom kaddish. What's the difference? Because the other four tefillahs are tefillahs that the Kohen Gadol was chayiv mi'ikradin. The first tefillah was only mishum srach tomo. It was only to allow the Kohen Gadol to remind himself that in the event that he's tamei, don't go near the azara, because someone that's tamei is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a very glaring diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says again, all the tefillos that took place on Yom Kippur, kulam b'mikdash. It's a pasuk. Shenema v'rochatz es besare b'mayim b'makom kodesh. Chutz mitfilo rishayinu, with the exception of the first tefillo, shehu rasho'i litpoil lois b'chayil. That first tefillo was allowed to take place b'chayil. So the Siach Yitzchak, one of the classic achroinim that were mefarish, mesechtes yumas, medayik in the Rambam, that it sounds like from the Rambam, that if the Kohen Gadol wanted that first tefillah to be b'makom kodesh, it was okay. The Rambam's lashon is chutz mitefillah rishayna shehu rashoy litbalayis b'chal. If he wanted it to be b'makom chal, he was allowed to make it b'makom chal. However, if he wanted it to be b'makom kodesh, it can be b'makom kodesh. And for the Siach Yitzchak, it's a pella. I don't understand. How could that first tefillah be b'makom kodesh? If it's going to be b'makom kodesh, by definition it means it's going to be in the azara. How could the Kohen Gadol, in the morning, before he goes to the mikveh, walk into the azara to go to the mikveh? It's a catch-22. Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida afilu tahar ad sheyitpoil. So if you're not allowed to enter the azara ad sheyitpoil, and by the way, even though it says la'avoida, but the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos that it's la'avdafka, you're not allowed to enter the azara ad sheyitpoil. So if you're not allowed to enter the azara ad sheyitpoil, so vazok the Rambam, that the first tefillah, rashoi, it's okay, litpoil loisa b'chayil. What do you mean it's okay for it to be b'chayil? It had to be b'chayil. Because if it's going to be b'makom kodesh, you're going to violate the iser of ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoida tefillah tar ad sheyitpoil. So the Siach Yitzchak, in his piece, suggests a very big chiddush. He says that maybe, even though it's true, a person not allowed to enter the azara without going to the mikvah, but maybe that's only true as it relates to the azara proper. That maybe the lishkois of the azara were different. And maybe this halacha was never said with regards to the lishkois of the azara. And being that where was the mikvah b'makom kadosh? It was on the roof of Beis HaParva. So it was in the lishka. So being that it was in the lishka, it wasn't in the azara proper. Maybe there it's more kuladik. Maybe there you don't have this halacha of ein adam nichnas la'azara. And maybe that's why the Rambam said that Rashoi, meaning if you want to go b'makom kodesh, you can. However, you're not mechuyev to. The other four tefillahs, there's a din v'rachatz es b'sar b'mayim b'makom kodesh. This is only mishum srach tumah. It's only a derabbanan to remind him, just in case he's tumah. So as a result, it wouldn't have to. But you can ask me a kasha, how could it be in the azara? By definition, he has no way of walking in. The teretz is, being that it was in the lishka, maybe the halach of ein adam nichnas la'azara, as it relates to the lishka, is not going to apply. But the Siach Yitzchak is mafalfel, based on a mishnah mesechtes tamid. Either way, that's the ha'ara of the Siach Yitzchak. How could the Rambam say, rashoi to be b'chol? It's not rashoi, it had to be b'chol. Because if it wasn't going to be b'chol, l'churi, you were going to be a problem. So Rabbi Yitzchak Doiv Shechter, Shlita, in his Yad HaLevi, says a beautiful mahalach to say pshan in the Rambam. And behektim, a Tosfos Akasha. So the halacha is that the four of the five tefillahs had to be dafka b'makom kodesh. V'rochatz es besare b'mayim b'makom kodesh. So what was this makom kodesh? The Mishnah says it was on the roof of Beis HaParv. Our Mishnah, Yuma daf lamed amud aleph. Freik Tosfos Akasha. There's a sugya in Mesechtes Pesachim, daf pei hei amud beis, daf pei vav amud aleph. Amar Rav. Rav said, Gagin va'aliyos loy neskacha. The roofs and the aliyos of the Beis HaMikdash had no Kedusha. Meaning they didn't have Kedusha Zazar. It's a freak, it's a bon kasha. If the tefillah had to be b'makom kodesh, v'rochatz es besare b'mayim b'makom kodesh, how could the mikveh have been on the roof of Beis HaParva? If it's on the roof of Beis HaParva, gagin v'aliyos lo neskachu. So it's not a makom kodesh. If it's not a makom kodesh, then how are you fulfilling the mitzvah of v'rochatz es besare b'mayim b'makom kodesh? So Tosfos says that you have to say, really based on a Gemara in Pesachim Pei Vavam and Aleph, that maybe even though the Mishnah describes the mikveh as being on the roof of the Beis HaParva, but it could be that roof was shovel or ritzvah. Could be it was on the same plane as the ritzvah sa'azara, and it's based on the fact that the azara is on the Harabayas, which is a mountain. And because it's a mountain, so it's possible that it can be a roof to me, but at the same time, it could be equidistant to the floor of you. So says Tosfos, just like the Gemara uses that to get out of a situation in the Sugya Pei Vav Amud Aleph, so maybe you'll have to say the same thing over here, that the Gag of Beis HaParva was Shavala Ritzba. I mean that it was Shavala Ritzba, even though it was a Gag, but just like the Gemara says over there, it doesn't have a Din Gag regarding the Halach of Gag and Valiyas Lay Neskachu. You would have to say there's no Din of Gag and Valiyas Lay Neskachu. You're right. Ordinarily, Gagin will lay Neskachu. But the Gaga Beis HaParva is different because it was Gagay Sein Shoven Lekarka Azora, like the Gemara says, Mtsochim Bevavim and Alf, in a different context, but same idea here too, and therefore would still have its Kedusha. But the Mishnah Melech in Perik Beis and Ilchus Avoidus Yom Kippurim is Vadaik from the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't hold like Taisvis. He held that the Gaga Beis HaParva was a good old fashioned roof. And if that's the case, Freik the Mishnah Melech, Hodra Kushyas. Toisus leduchte, that if there's a halacha that virachas p'sar b'mayim b'makom kadosh, how could that makom kadosh have been the gag of Beis HaParva, gagin v'aliyas loy neskacho? So the Michas Chinuch in mitzvah shin samach beis brings the kasha of the Mishlo Melech, and he says a teretz nifla. We know the Gemara says throughout Kachim, we just had it a few days ago, that lishkois habenuyois b'choyl upsuchois lakodesh have a din of kodesh. So if there was a lishka on the Harabayas that was built on the chol side of the Harabayas, but it opened up to a makom kodesh, that lachas had a din of a makom kodesh. The same is true in the reverse. If you have a lishka that was benuyos b'kodesh and it opened up into a makom chol, that lach is it had a din of chol. Says the Michas Chinuch Yesh Loimar that if you would have a roof that opened up into a makom kodesh, it would also have a din of a makom kodesh because gagin valiyos loy neskachu. But the gag is like gara l'chayra from lishkeis habnuyas b'chayl, which was also lein eskacho. But there's halacha that if it's psuches l'kaydish, it has a din of kaydish. So gagin that opened up to a makim kaydish, l'chayra should be kaydish. So says the Minchas Chinuch Haflo v'felo. He says the gag of the Beis HaParva was pasuach l'lishkas hamadichin. It opened up into a lishka, the lishkas hamadichin. Now the lishkas hamadichin was kaydish, and because the lishkas hamadichin was kaydish, so it comes out it itself was a makim kaydish. So ordinarily says the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Beis gagin valiyas leinus kashu, like the Gemara says in Pesachim Beis Yamid Beis. But just like any makim chayl on the Harabai. If it was pasuach l'makom kodesh, it has a din of kodesh. So the gag that would be pasuach l'makom kodesh would also be kodesh. This gag was pasuach l'makom kodesh. It was pasuach to the lishkas hamadichin. If it's pasuach to the lishkas hamadichin, it's going to have a din of kodesh. If it's going to have a din of kodesh, that's pshat in the Rambam. V'rochas says pasuach b'mayim l'makom kodesh. I gag them when it's got you because it's pasuach l'makom kodesh. And just like lishkas hapsuches l'makom kodesh have a din of kodesh, so too gagin that's lein eskachu, but if it's pasuach l'makom kodesh, it's going to have a din of a makom kodesh. Said Rabbi Yitzchok Toif Shachter Vasher Lefize Harei Nicha Heitev Das Rambam. With this, you can answer Pshat in the Rambam beautifully. And the reason is because the Gemara says in Masechtes Zvachim Daf Nun Vav that even though lishkas habnuyos b'chol upsuches l'kodesh have a din of kodesh, but the halach is that if somebody's tame and he would enter a lishka that's b'nuya is b'chol, that's pasuach l'chodesh, he would not be chayiv mishum bias mikdash b'toma. All the laws of tumas mikdash v'kodesh wouldn't apply. Meaning, someone that's tummy that enters the azor in a state of tumah, very, very chomer. But if he enters a lishka that's b'nuya is b'chol, that's only pasuach l'makom kodesh, so then the halach is it's not so chomer. What do you mean? It has a din of kedusha. Yeah, you could do a voida there. It has kedusha. But as it relates to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it's a sugya, zvachin daf nun vav, ein chayovin aleyem, mishum bias mikdash betoma. So he said, haflo v'fela. What's the reason ein adam nichnas la'azara ad sheyitfa? The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's mishum srach toma. Because we want the person to, just in case he's tomei chalila, to remember, oops, I'm tomei. I have no business being here. Where's this mikvah of makim kadosh? It's on the roof of Beis HaParva. The roof of Beis HaParva be'etzem was a makom chol, because gagin valiyus loy neskachu. Nor was it was pesuach to the lishkas hamadichin, and because of that, it had a din of kedusha. But that just means it had a din of kedusha for avoida. So out the din of virachas is psari b'mayim b'makom kodesh. Yeah, it qualifies. It has the credentials of a makom kodesh. But what would be if someone that's tummy would enter that area? If someone that's tummy would enter that area, he wouldn't be chayim mishum tumas mikdash v'kadosh. So if he wouldn't be chayim mishum tumas mikdash v'kadosh, it doesn't pass to make the gzeira of ein adam nichnas la'azara, which is only mishum srach tumo. That's why the Rambam says, but the Yevet, if you would want to go to the mikvah on Beis HaParva, that's something you'd be allowed to do. What was the kasha? It's a makom kodesh. How could you be the Yevet walk into a makom kodesh? That's the whole din of ein adam nichnas la'azara. Teretz is not really a makom kodesh. It's just just pesuach l'makom kadosh. The fact that it's pesuach l'makom kadosh gives a kedusha, like the Minchas Chinuch said in Shin Samach Beis, but not with regards to the chaymer of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. I mean that it's not with regards to the chaymer of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So it's for that reason the Rambam said there would be no aloch of ein adam nichnas lazor, because that whole din is a srach tumas, it's a gzeira of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So if you don't have the gzeira, it's in the middle. That's why the Rambam said that even though the katchil of course is not something you're allowed to do, but the evidence, if you would do it, it's something that would be okay. That's the first aura. The second aura is that we spoke yesterday about the zmanim of mincha. And that is, mincha is the second of the three tefillos. We daven mincha in the afternoon, stating that Chazal gave certain zmanim as it relates to mincha. Mincha gedoyla, which is 6.5 hours into the day, or half hour into the afternoon. Mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, or 3.5 hours into the afternoon. And these are significant zmanim. They're very important landmarks on the calendar every single day as it relates to different afternoon-related halachas. For the most part, negeya tefilas amincha. Now, it's interesting to note, we mentioned this, but just to bring it out very, very clearly, mincha ketana and mincha gedoyla, even though these are important zmanim, they're really different than most zmanim. Most zmanim are related to the sun. Alois HaShachar, Netzachamo, Shkia Sachamo, Ben HaShmoshois, Tzeisa Kechovim. They're associated with astronomical phenomena. But mincha ketana and mincha gedoyla, these are fictitious zmanim. These are not real zmanim. The whole yusoid of these zmanim is that we daven mincha as a zecher for the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim. And these were important zmanim in the world of the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, there was a chashivos to the time of Mincha Ketan and Mincha Gedoyla. When you learn Parak Tom and Nishchat and Masechtes Pesachim, the first few dafin anyways, these are important zmanim, Mincha Ketan and Mincha Gedoyla. How so? Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. That's when every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there used to be Makriv, the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim. Not the Shechita, that happened 8.5 hours into the day, but the Haktorah, that happened 9.5 hours into the day. Mincha Gedoyla, 6.5 hours into the day, that was the earliest possible time that they would ever shech the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim. When Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, so they tried bringing the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim as early as possible, and the earliest they would ever bring it is 6.5 hours into the day. And it's because of those two milestones. This man that the Haktorah of the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim happened every day, the earliest time that the Shechit of the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim ever happened, that we have these two Zmanim of Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedoyla, and with the different ramifications as it relates to Allah. We mentioned that there's a major machlokes Rishonim when a person's really supposed to daven Mincha Lekatchila. I mean, b'di'evad, you could daven Mincha Gedoyla, Mincha Ketana, that's not debatable. The question is Lekatchila. The Rambam says that the real time to daven is Mincha Ketana. And the reason is because, just think of the Svara. Mincha Ketana corresponds to when the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim was brought every day. We daven Mincha Keneged the Tomei Shalbein Arbayim. So if that's the case, it makes perfect sense. If that's when you should daven Mincha. You want to do it earlier? You could, because sometimes the Tomei was brought earlier. But it doesn't make sense that that's the right way to do it. The Lekatchila way to do it is Mincha Ketana. But the Beis Yosef is Medayik from the Tur and the Rosh and the Rif. They all held not like the Rambam. It's interesting. We mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Lamed Gimel Paskins that Lekatchila, you're supposed to daven Mincha Ketana, like the Shitas HaRambam. Which is very interesting, because if you learn Hilchas Mincha and Shulchan Aruch, our minig, meaning the minig Yisrael, minig of most Yidin, is very different than the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And for two reasons. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that lekatchila you're supposed to daven Mincha Ketana. In the Rambam's world, it would have been very bidyevet to daven Mincha before Mincha Ketana. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. And that is that night doesn't happen until Soif Shkia, about an hour after, you know, the way we know it happens. So, number one, the earliest time really that you're supposed to daven is Mincha Ketana. And by the way, you could daven an hour after Shkia, if you really want to. Lameisa, the minig, ha'oyuam is to be makel as it relates to Mincha Ketana, meaning people daven Mincha Gedoyla Likatchila. And as it relates to Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, the Mishnah Berurah already brings that many Goinim argued with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and even though the Shulchan Aruch brings Rabbeinu Tam, but the Minig Yisrael is not to. But it's just interesting that if you learn Hilchas Mincha, Reish Lam and Gimel, it's Beis Ifen, it's not a very long Sivkan in Shulchan Aruch. It's like, come again, like, it's not really what we're familiar with. Number one, you're supposed to daven Mincha Ketana. Number two, you can daven until way into the night. But the bottom line is, those are the two Zmanim that we spoke about. Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedoyla, not zmanim that have anything to do with what's going on in the world, but more zmanim that were based on things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically the earliest time that the Talmid Shel Bein Arbaim was ever brought, that's Mincha Gedoyla, and the zman of the Haktar of the Talmid Shel Bein Arbaim every single day, that was Mincha Ketana. There's another zman, that's not a real zman, it's a Chazal zman, that's very, very important in the world of Mincha, and that is Plag HaMincha. So what's Plag HaMincha? This is what the definition of Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is the midway point between Mincha Kitana and Laila. So if Mincha Kitana is 9.5 hours into the day, Laila is 12 hours into the day, so the difference between 9.5 and 12 is 2.5. Plag HaMincha is half of that. Plag of that 2.5 hour period, which means it's 1.25 hours after Mincha Kitana or 1.25 hours before Laila. That's the Zman of Plag HaMincha. Now, Plag HaMincha is also a very, very significant Zman. The most negeya halacha of Plag HaMincha is a person that wants to make early Shabbos can't be Mekabel Shabbos before Plag HaMincha. That's the halacha. So how early can you make Shabbos? Can't make Shabbos from 9 o'clock in the morning. The earliest you can make Shabbos is Plag HaMincha. So there's this man called Plag HaMincha. But the real makar to Plag HaMincha is a sugi mesachtes brachas daf chavavim and beis. It's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to go through this. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the latest a person's allowed to daven mincha is up until Plag HaMincha. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Meaning, chachamim hold, you can daven mincha up until the night. Now the question is, what night is Rabbi Natam, the Geoinim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't daven mincha until night. You can only daven mincha until Plag HaMincha. When is the earliest you can daven Ma'ariv? So, Pashit, I don't know, night. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Plag HaMincha. Meaning, what we consider night in Rabbi Yehuda's world was really Plag HaMincha. You could daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha, Vizeho. The Zman of Ma'ariv, that started after Plag HaMincha. Which is, what is very, very interesting, is the Gemara says, so who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or do we paskin like the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. If you want to go like Rabbi Yehuda, go like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to go like the Chachamim, you can go like the Chachamim. What you can't do is you can't do a Tarti Desasri. So you have to pick and choose. You can make that decision every day of your life. And you have to decide, do you want to go like Rabbi Yehuda, or do you want to go like the Chachamim? That's the Gemara's Hachra, it's the Shulchan Aruch's Hachra, and that's why there are people that daven Mincha Meir of around Plag. It's Oiskahalten. It's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Because the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, who the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Now, there's a major shaila in the Rishonim, what Shitas Rabbi Yehuda really is. Rabbi Yehuda holds Laila happens by Plag HaMincha, the first Tosfos in Shas, literally. The first Tosfos in Masechtas Brachas talks about this. The Rishonim there, the Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar, Masechtas Brachas. We can't do this al-regel achas. The income and coming l'kar. But most Rishonim hold, this is the punchline. Most Rishonim hold that Avada Rabbi Yehuda holds Laila doesn't happen until night. As it relates to different dinim of Laila, it happens at night. What are you going to tell me? Plag HaMincha's Laila? Plag HaMincha's not Laila. Rabbi Yehuda was just saying Allah Hinilchas Tefila. As it relates to the right time to daven Mincha, and by definition, the right time to daven Ma'ariv. So what's this man of Mincha? This man of Mincha is not Laila, but rather this man of Mincha is really Plag HaMincha. And the question is why? Why is this man HaMincha Plag HaMincha? So the Gemara really says why. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Imrat Plag HaMincha. You could daven Mincha until Plag HaMincha. Shari Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim Korev V'Hoylech Plag HaMincha. The reason is because the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim was brought up until Plag HaMincha. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that even though the earliest the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim was ever brought was Mincha Gedoyla. The way it was brought every day was Mincha Ketana. But the latest that was ever brought was Plag HaMincha. And because Mincha is connected to Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, it's not so much the afternoon prayer. It's what corresponds to the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. And the latest the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim was ever brought was Plag HaMincha. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says in Hilchis Tefillah. In Hilchis Tefillah, the halacha is, you can daven Mincha only up until Plag HaMincha. But once Plag HaMincha happens, at that point, you're not going to be able to daven anymore. Tosfos in the sugya on Daf Chav Vav in the days, had a different gersa than the Gemara. He just didn't have this Gemara. And Tosfos doesn't understand. He says, Tema, Minoleha, where in the world did Rabbi Yehuda get his Plag HaMincha from? He says, I don't understand. I know Mincha Gedoyla, I know Mincha Ketana, based on the Mishnah and Tom and Nishchat, but where in the world did Tosfos get, where did in the world did Rabbi Yehuda get this Plag HaMincha from? Now, if he had the gersa in our Gemara, he wouldn't have asked Tema. Because the Gemara says, Mavurish, that's the latest time you could bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. But it's Mavur that Tosfos didn't have the gersa in the Gemara. And because of that Tosfos struggled. And Tosfos says a Dover Nifla. Tosfos says, V'yeh Shloimah. to Rabbi Yehuda Sfirule, that Tfilas HaMincha Keneged K'toires Tiknua, that Tfilas HaMincha wasn't instituted Keneged the Talmud Shalvein Abayim. It was instituted Keneged the K'toires. The Chsiv, like the Pasuk says, Tikoin Tfilasi K'toires Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Arev. It was Keneged the K'toires. It says Toises. You know when the K'toires was brought every day? It was brought by Plaga Mincha. And that's the Chashivas of Plaga Mincha. That's when they used to bring the Keteris. Keteris was brought after the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim. And you want to know when? It was brought by Plaga Mincha. Ayin ben Marsha, who explains Tosfos the way we just explained it. In other words, according to Tosfos, the reason Rabbi Yehuda says Plaga Mincha is because Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally disagreed with the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, Mincha's keneged the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha's not keneged the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim. But rather, Mincha is keneged the Keteris. And because Mincha is keneged the Keteris, so it's for that reason that the Keteris was brought up until Plaga Mincha, and that's why it holds it has to be up. If Mincha was keneged the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim, you could bring it until the Erev. Because theoretically, you can bring the Talmud Shalbein Rabbayim up until the evening. But being that the Keteris was always brought Plaga Mincha, that's why Chazal wanted this shir of Plaga Mincha, and that's why they said that you're not supposed to daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. That's the Yesod of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that Zmanim are not related this mani tefila to yoim and laila, but rather it's fire plug and noch plug. It's related to the fact that minchas neged the k'taris, and that's when they used to bring the k'taris. So just to end with one ha'ara, it's a ha'ara nifla from Hagoyen Hatzadik, Rav Meir Shapiro, Zeich Hatzadik Levracha. It's in Ishailos Hachubis Oyer HaMeir. It's in Simen Ayin Vav. It's a ha'ara with regards to what we're talking about right now. But it's also going to, Be'ezras Hashem, bring together the two raid bites. And that is as follows. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva brings a martcha. The martcha was asked a question. His question was, the roof of a Beis HaKnesses, are you allowed to be mishtamish be'oifen choyl or not? Meaning, a Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. So today, but the Knesses and but the Midrashas are built ala tonight. So ask your local rabbi in terms of all these different halachas. But once upon a time, for sure, a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash had real Kedusha. And you weren't allowed to just go ahead and do whatever you want. You couldn't eat there, you couldn't sleep there. Very, very serious halachas. So the Mordechai was asked the question, if a person wants to be mishtamish on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses b'chol, can he or can he not? So he says, Kosev Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir said, presumably the Mordechai's Rebbe, the Maram in Rutenberg. He said, "Any idea iser gomer?" He said, "I don't know an iser." Lishnamish baliyash al gabi beis haknesses. He said, "I don't think it should be awesome." And he added, "Da afilu gagin valiyos da azara leinuskasha." He says, "The gagin valiyos, even if the azara didn't have kedusha." So if gagin valiyos da azara didn't have kedusha, what's the tzad that the gag of a beis haknesses should be mochomer? So he said that the Maram in Rutenberg was asked this question, and he said, "Any idea iser? I don't know an iser. What should be the problem?" L'chayra, it should be no worse than the Gagan and the Aliyas of the Azara. And if the Gagan and the Aliyas of the Azara didn't have Kedusha, so I don't see why this should have Kedusha either. Break the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. L'chayra, the Mordechai is keneged a Mishnah. You don't see this every day. It's not keneged a diak. It's keneged a Mishnah. The Mishnah is on in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. For Oydam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, a Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed, Eim HaSpidim B'toichah. There's no Aspedim there. Ve'im HaFshilim B'toichah Chavolim, you're not allowed to pull any ropes there. They ain't person with soichin metudais, and now they set up traps to catch animals. They ain't shoichin al gagoi peirois, and you're not allowed to spread out fruit on the roof. They ain't oisin oisin kabendario, and you're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. But the Mishnah is talking about a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses shecharav, which is even less chomer. And one of the things the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do is ain't shoichin al gagoi peirois. You're not allowed to spread out peiros on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses. I don't understand Rabbeinu Meir. I don't understand the Maram in Rutenberg that the Mordechai quotes. He's saying that there's no Kedusha to the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, and as a result, you can do whatever you want. And he even said a Geshmak is Svar. But I don't, forget about the Svar. It's connected to Mishnah. You can't have Paris there. And if you can't have Paris, of course it should be awesome. Now the truth is, the Mordechai himself says that if you're going to treat the roof as a place of bizoyon, that's already more chamer. What, to have Paris on top of the roof so that they're going to be out in the sun, that's a bezayin. What's a bezayin about that? I don't think that's a bezayin. It's a freitach sam soifer. It's a pella, this Rabbeinu Meir, this Maram in Rutenberg that the Mordechai quotes. It's Pasha Keneged a Mishnah. He's saying there's no Kedusha to the roof of a Beis HaKnesses. It's a Mefurish Mishnah that says, Ein Shoitchen al Gabi Peres. So said Rabbi Meir Shapiro in his Eira Meir, he said a Dover Nifla. He said a Dover Nifla. He said, the Gemara says in Mesechtes, Psachim, Daf Peheya Mebeis, Daf Pevavam and Alf. Gemara we spoke about a little bit tonight. And that is Gagim Valias Loi Nisgachu. But then there's a whole Shakla V'Tayra in the Gemara. And what emerges from the Shakla V'Tayra of the Gemara is that even though Gagin V'Aliyos Lein Eskachu, that was only the Gagin and Aliyos of the Azara. But the Gagin and Aliyos of the Heichel were different. They had Kedusha. Not full-fledged Kedusha, but they did have Kedusha. Ayin, Sham, Sugya, Psoch, and Peivavim, and Aleph. Specifically, there's one Taisvis on the Amud, like Dibur HaMaskul, and Nitzricha. Ayin, Sham, and Taisvis, Mefurish. That even though Gagin V'Aliyos of the Azara Lein Eskachu, but the Gagin Aliyos of the Heichel was different. So said Rav Meir Shapiro, a Beis HaKnesses, if we're going to compare it now to the Beis HaMikdash, should we compare it to the Azara or should we compare it to the Heichel? So he said, Gevaldik. Pasha, you would tell me it's the Azara, right? What goes on in the Beis HaKnesses? We daven. Tfilois HaKneged the Tmidin. In the morning, every Yid brings the Tamid Shal Shachar. And then in the afternoon, there's a minion that gets together. They bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And then at night, they daven Meir, which is a Rishos, that corresponds to the Akhtaras Eimurim, which is also a Rishos. All the Avoidus, the Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, the Akhtaras Eimurim, it all happened in the Azara. So if it happened in the Azara, L'chayru, the Beis HaKnesses would be in Azara. Or B'zok the Meir Shapiro. I have one Tan in Shas that maybe this doesn't stem with. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said you daven mincha up until Plag HaMincha. Why until Plag HaMincha? Tosfos said in Brachas Chavavam and Beis Tema. What's Plag HaMincha all about? So he said because Rabbi Yehuda held that that mincha is not connected to Talmud Shalvein Arbayim, but rather mincha is connected to Ketores. So if it's connected to Ketores, said Rameir Shapiro, where was the Ketores brought? The Ketores was brought in the Heichel. So he said, Yesh Loim Aloit Rav Yehuda, that the Beis HaKnesses is not an Azara. The Beis HaKnesses is in Heichel. L'may Nav Kamina, the roof of a Beis HaKnesses, should it have Kedusha or not? He says, Loit Alatanoim in Shas, that the Tfilos were connected to Tmidim, it's an Azara. Gagim Aliyos Loim Neskachu. So L'cherush, wow, like the Mardchai said, how could this be any worse? So it's Pasha that shouldn't have Kedusha. B'lay Rabbi Yehuda. B'lay Rabbi Yehuda that says that Mincha was connected to Ketores. That means when you didn't get together in a Beis HaKnesses, they're bringing the Ketores. Oh, if you're bringing the Ketores, now it's a Heichel. So he said a Dova Nifla. The Mardchai said that the roof of a Beis HaKnesses has no Kedusha. He says, Kavu Chaymer from Gagim Alis. Freitach Samsoi from Tshuva Lamed Aleph and Erechayim. He says it's a Pella. It's connected to Mishnah. You know what the Mishnah says? V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Beis HaKnesses shecharav, it must be the metoich, it must shilim betoich chavolim, it parzul metoich mitzudes, vein shoych al gabi peiris." It's a mefurish a mishnah that this kedusha zakra meishpira vad. It's a mefurish a mishnah. But you know the time in the mishnah is it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's for oydam Rabbi Yehuda. You can't ask kashas from Rabbi Yehuda because that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that they used to bring the ketoris in the Beis HaKnesses. If they brought the ketoris in the Beis HaKnesses, that means the Beis HaKnesses has a din of a heichel. If it has a din of a heichel, gagim valis neskatshu. Gagim valis neskatshu. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ovid Kamaravat. But the Iker Shita is not Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Shita's HaChachamim. That mincha is not connected to ketoris. Mincha is connected to Talmud Shalvein Arbayim. If it's connected to Talmud Shalvein Arbayim, that means the Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, is going to be not the Heichel. It's going to be the Azara. If it's going to be the Azara, Gagin Valiyos Loi Neskachu, and that's why the Maram Rutenberg said, any day a Shomis Aid is a Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah Megillah Chavches. That's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasoi. He holds the Beis HaKnesses is the Heichel. Because every afternoon by Mincha, they bring the Ketores, and that was brought in the Heichel. But the Rami Rotemberg was going according to the Shitas HaChachamim, said Rav Meir Shapiro, it's in Shailos HaTshuvas, Rav Meir, it's Simen Ayin Vav, it's Ois Gimel Ayin Shom Dvarim Nefloi.